today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
When you give your word, can people count on it? When you give your word, can I take it to the bank? How many of you know that your word represents you? Your word represents you and what you will or will not do. Your word will establish if you tell the truth or mistruths. My father used to tell me when I was growing up, "Son, if you give your word, perform it." He made sure that my three brothers and I understood when a man gave his word, the issue was settled. A man sticks to his word. A man's word is all he has. Once your word gets messy, people will associate you with mess. I've heard people ask the question, "Who told you that?" If a certain name was given, they would say, "Man, you can forget about that. They aren't going to do anything." If you're known for not performing what you say, it will close and keep doors closed for you. If you're known for performing what you say, it will open doors for you. The greatest way to gain influence with people is your word. Trust is the foundation of leadership and relationships. If people can trust your word, they will give you permission to lead them. If people believe your word, you have gained influence with them, and they know it. In John chapter 4, verses 49 through 51, it is written, "The nobleman said to him, 'Sir, come down before my child dies.' Jesus said to him, 'Go your way, your son lives.' So the man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, 'Your son lives.' Jesus had come to Cana of Galilee, where he had done his first miracle, and a certain nobleman had a son who was sick at Capernaum. The nobleman asked Jesus to come heal his son, lest he die. The nobleman's son was at the point of death. After speaking with Jesus, he told the nobleman to go his way. His son was healed. The nobleman believed Jesus' word and went his way." What made this man take Jesus at his word? Remember the wedding in the Canaan of Galilee, where Jesus turned water to wine? Well, this was the beginning of the signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee. After that, in John chapter 2, verse 12, it is written, Jesus went down to Capernaum. Notice that the nobleman's son was sick at Capernaum. In John chapter 4, verse 47, it shares with us that when the nobleman heard that Jesus was in Cana, he sought him out. The nobleman was looking for the word. Do people look for you? Has your word set a precedence as Jesus' word did in Cana of Galilee at the wedding? Jesus established his word, and people who believed followed it and received what they needed. Jesus sent his word. Guess what? You have the power to do the same. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.